Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Wednesday, and it is 7 o'clock. We haven't done this for a few weeks, but
we're
close to
it,
a season, so let's do it. Why not?
It's 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. It's time for Power Rankings. Do you have the power?
I have the power!
Gotta admit, I didn't want to look at these like a year ago, right? But it's the start of the season, so I guess we should find out where we stand. MLB... power rankings are indeed out, and while you do have to scroll a while for most of the Royals, I mean, it's better than it has been, right?
Well, I mean, it's not 30, it's 26. I still think very, very underrated going into the season.
I mean, for years, you know, last years, you're looking, you're like, okay, just don't be last. Just don't be last. Just don't be, 29, you know?
Sweet, there are like, two teams that are worse.
Nice, 29. ESPN starts the Royals out at 26.
At least you could have said you were with the White Sox.
Projected record 72-90.
Yeah, see, that's not a fair projection.
With a 6% playoff odds.
72-90, I would look at, Josh, quite honestly, and go, that was a failed season.
What has changed most since we saw them last? The Royals are going for it? Question mark. Kansas City was unexpectedly one of the busiest teams of the offseason, improving their roster with several additions. The most important and expensive was the move agreeing to the contract extension with Bobby Witt, the face of the franchise. Most likely 2024 award winner. Yeah, it's Witt, even though pitcher Cole Reagans has generated so much buzz of late. Witt has played two seasons for the Royals. He's arguably the best shortstop in Royals history. That's kind of an award. But here we're talking about AL MVP consideration. He can be that too.
Wow.
And he can do that this season.
Already the best shortstop in Royals history. I'm going through the list really fast. I mean, obviously, Freddie Patek, UL Washington, the late UL Washington is up there. Obviously, Eske should be on that list as well. But yeah, Bobby Witt has the opportunity.
Most talented, for sure.
Yeah, no question. Yeah.
You know, that premium position where you actually have the talent.
Right.
We got that now, right? How can they become 2024's biggest surprise? The question is, Witt is really good in adding some established veteran pieces, something out of contention teams are increasingly abstaining from. Was nice to see, but for the Royals, it has to come down to young starting pitchers like Cole Reagans, Brady Singer, and Alec Marsh. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then one realistic, bold prediction. After falling one stolen base shy of the 30-50 club last season, Witt gets there this season, hitting 37 home runs and swiping 60 bases. Yeah, those numbers, I think we'd be pretty happy. The only player to reach both those figures was Ronald Acuna Jr. last season.
So if he reaches those numbers and they finish 72-90, I'm going to say, what the hell went
Witt
on?
Also wins a gold glove and finishes top five in the MVP voting. Good grief.
Good Lord. I mean, we're getting the ability to see one of the great players in baseball right before our eyes here in Kansas City.
You better start maximizing.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, Josh. He's the most exciting prospect we have ever seen in Kansas City. Not prospect, but player we have ever seen in Kansas City. And you're right. You got to start maximizing this thing. You can't let these years slip by and go 72-90. That's unacceptable.
CBS Sports. Does Prisco write this one too, or is he abstained from? They had the Royals at number 24.
Ooh. Prisco would have had us at 30.
The Royals have had only one pitcher ever start the All-Star game.
Saberhagen?
Yep, in 1987. Hello, Cole Reagans? Is the question they ask.
Right.
So how about All-Star game starter and MVP candidate?
Again, if they go 72 and 90, what happened?
They better not be 24.
Yeah.
At the end of that, they have those two things that are 24th in the power rankings. There's a problem, right? All right, the Athletic. I'm going to scroll a little bit here. Let's see. Keep going. Darn, out of the top 10. Darn. I was hoping that, you know, you get one that, like, went on a limb and said, hey, how about the Royals being, like, 15?
Nobody wants to go out on a limb.
They want to predict them, but they don't want to predict them. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, there's some confidence, but there's not full-blown confidence because the Royals are 26th in theirs. Playoff odds, they have it 14%. Last season, the Royals lost 106 games, but got Cole Reagans. I call that a wash. Kansas City was one of the busiest ball clubs this offseason, overhauling their pitching staff. Having a healthy Vinny Pasquantino will have a bigger impact in the lineup than adding Hunter Renfro, Adam Frazier, and Garrett Hampson, but nothing wrong with doing both. The biggest and best move was extending Bobby Witt in the offseason, but they had them at 26th in their power rankings. And Baseball America, we're adding to the list because, you know, it's Baseball America. We don't have a Football America.
No, we have Pro Football out of focus.
Which is kind of interesting. But this is better than Pro Football Focus. Do we agree? So they had their tiers based on the 2080 scouting scale.
You know, somebody says you're an 80, that means you're the best.
Right. Even though it's not 100.
20 means you stink.
Even though it's not 100.
Yeah, which is weird, but that's the way.
I always found it weird. We don't want to. I guess we don't overvalue you by calling you a 100.
Right. No, we just say you're a 5-tool player.
We need to call you an 80. So they have the Royals in the 40 tier.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, 20 to 80 scale, they're in the 40 tier. So that'd be lower.
Yeah.
They have them 24th.
You want to be 50 and above, usually.
The Royals didn't do anything particularly well last season as the write-up, but running up a 5.17 ERA in a pitcher's park contributed to most of the 106 losses. That's why a full season of starts from Cole Reagans, addition Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha, could add 15 wins to Kansas City's bottom line. How do you make up? How do you get from the number they were at to closer to relevance? 15 wins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, if it comes from that group, okay. Bobby Witt has MVP upside. Other young Royals hitters, including Vinny, MJ, and Michael Garcia, have room to grow. Next first-time All-Star would be, they listed, Bobby Witt Jr. Mm-hmm. Somehow has not been the Royals All-Star representative, either 22 or 23.
Who the hell was it last year?
You feel like that's going to be the case this year. Last year's All-Star rep.
Irrelevant. Probably Salvi, just because of nobody
just
else.
Just only Salvi?
I don't know. I don't know.
Bullpen guys? Nothing? Key rookies.
Ron Valone, did he pitch here?
The challenge facing the Royals is that they don't have high-end talent near the big leagues.
Never heard of him. Man.
Potential utility man Nick Lofton and potential setup man John McMillan.
Who?
John McMillan are top names.
John McMillan?
No mention of our guy.
Who's our guy? Francisco Cortez?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
I would think would get some consideration.
Do you think a lot of these folks covered the Royals in spring training
Probably
this year?
Not. No. Probably not. So they had them, 24th. All right, got room to improve. Got room to surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this week's random power rankings. I mean, baseball season is here, so.
It is.
Random
Q's power... going to join us at 9.
Don't we random power rank our baseball cliches?
Got to.
That's probably where we need to go. Yeah. You can weigh in on yours at 913-586-7610.
All right, I'm going to get started today. Number 4 for me in the power rankings, good piece of hitting. Good piece of hitting is a baseball cliche that I don't really particularly care for. I watched a lot of Cubs spring training this year because it was on, right? And I think it's Jim Deshays maybe is their announcer.
Yeah, sounds right. Yeah.
Right? Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Every single hit he said was a good piece of hitting. Every single time.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, my God. Good piece of hit. Just gone.
I like that.
My third.
I'd rather have that than, you know, launch angle and all that stuff.
Well, and that comes to number 3.
I would rather just give me that's a good piece of hitting. I can see that.
Next baseball cliche that I don't like, any analytic. None of it matters.
Yeah.
None of it matters. Get rid of the analytics. They suck. And anybody who inundates a broadcast with high arch level and high hit rate and all this other nonsense, what are you doing? You're alienating most of your audience when you talk like that. And that's been a problem with baseball. You're alienating your audience because people are sitting down to watch the game for a couple of innings and it's a math quiz. Number two, cliche, I'm just working on a few things. I hated that during spring training. Guys would get lit up. Even during the regular season, I remember guys would get lit up back in the day. Well, I'm just working on a few things. Like what?
Not getting people out?
Yeah, because whatever you were working on sucks.
Work on getting people out.
Yeah, so working on a few things. And then the number one cliche is, of course, day game after
night
game.
Oh, yeah.
Day game after night game is your greatest baseball cliche. Baseball players literally cannot poop if there's a day game after a night game. Day game after a night game, not going to be able to do it. Why? Well, it's a day game after a night game. So?
Number four for me, control was there, just struggled with his command.
That's a good one. Yeah,
I don't know what that means, nor care. He wasn't throwing strikes and getting people out. Number three, a 5-tool player.
That's a good one.
I don't think that exists. I don't think everybody's good at everything. No. I hate to break it anyway. Number two, live arm electric stuff.
I do like that one.
Live arm electric stuff. Again, do you win? Do you throw strikes? Do you get people out? That's what I really need to know.
Can you throw a strike? No, then I don't care.
And I'm with you. Number one, day game after night game.
Oh,
that's just pretty hard to beat.
You ask a baseball player to do anything before a day game that is after a night game, it's like you literally just asked them to close the Grand Canyon.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know. I mean,
I can't do it. Day game after a night game.
Right.
Are you going to eat breakfast? No, day game after a night game.
Okay. Yeah, don't come back for that.
Yeah, it's day game after a night game.
All right, yeah. So I left day game.
Day games start at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, yeah, you know, they got to get up.
Yeah, it's not 6 a.m.
No.
Right. I hate to break it to you.
It's a 1 p.m. start or a 3 p.m. day game after a night game.
I mean, it's not like their alarm clock is going off at 3:30 in the morning. No, it's going off
at 7, 8. Baseball are just conditioned. But day game after a night game.
I'll go, yes, sir.
It's crazy. Okay. So I left day game off, and I left live arm electric stuff off because I knew those were the top two, the great ones. So number four for me, you can't steal first base.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Can't do it. Can't steal first base. Number two, I can't stand this. I'm tired of this. A beautiful day for baseball. Well, it's a beautiful day every day, not just for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, dropping the head of the bat on the ball. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, you're getting the bat head in the zone.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Getting the bat head.
Dropping the head of the bat on the ball today.
Well, I would think in order to hit it, you probably should.
You got to.
Probably make that kind of contact.
And the one that just drives me crazy, I never understood what it means.
Day game after night game?
Well, that and the live arm electric stuff.
Mike Swanson was king of that excuse. Day game after a night game.
And the dry swings and all that. But can of corn. Oh, boy, hit a can of corn. The hell?
I have no idea what that means. I know.
Well, I actually do know what that is.
What does it mean?
Back in the day, stock boys in the grocery store used to stock cans of corn, and they would fall down, and the stock boy would just catch the can of corn very easily, and they say, "Oh, that's a can of corn." I'm not kidding. Look it up.
I think that's made up.
Look it up. B-dub, look it up. Okay? Stop laughing and look it up. That's why they call it a can of corn. You've seen the old Looney Tunes where the guy's cans are stacked up there and they fall and people catch the can and it's an easy catch. That's where they got can of corn. It goes from the old general store days where guys were climbing ladders and stacking cans of corn like a pyramid.
Your favorite cliches at 913-586-7610 from the baseball world. We'll do those on the other side. And no more surprises in the NFL. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning, weekdays starting at 6 on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hope the security camera catches us all waving our phones up right now.
Yeah, you kind of have to. You kind of have to put those up in the air. You pick the music on the Wayback Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Include your name so that you get the credit.
Our buddy Jim C. down in Galveston won a little damn Yankees this morning. High enough. Did you find yourself dancing in front of the camera yesterday?
Josh was
messing with the camera all day.
I did a little off the wall yesterday. I walked down the hall, you know, didn't pay no attention. I just stopped, turned around, and bust out Michael Jackson move. It was pretty fulfilling.
Awesome. Yeah.
Anything do we know if anybody's watching?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
probably
don't know
not.
If they're hooked up.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody asked me on X, formerly Twitter, yesterday if anybody's mooned the camera yet. I said, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
would leave that to the FM
Tuesday,
side.
Right? The FM side may have that.
Might have done it. This doesn't happen often, so I want to give you your due.
Okay. Bob. Actually, it's kind of not right, actually.
Uh-oh. I'm just saying, there's not a lot of times where that people text in and go, Bob, you're absolutely right.
No, usually most of the time it's you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Who's how do you know any of this?
And most of the time it's Y-O-U-R.
Yeah,
an idiot.
Yeah. So Bob is right. Can of corn's an easy fly ball. Bob is right this time. Bob is right. I'm 64. Fesco's right. Can of corn. It was a can of corn that fell. Are you claiming that's not true now?
No, my friend Paul actually texted me. He goes, you're almost right about that. He goes, it was back in the day at the grocery store where the stock boy or whoever it was, the old lady couldn't reach the top shelf, so he would have a stick and he would knock the can of corn off and then catch it. It was an easy catch, and then he would give the corn to the elderly, and so that was a can of corn. They don't do that anymore at the grocery store with a stick.
Another something that should be updated.
It's baseball, Josh.
Much like bells and whistles.
Yeah, we're talking about baseball.
Can of corn.
We're talking about baseball.
Yeah.
When was the last time baseball updated?
You're probably right.
Well, the pitch clock. Actually, they've done more updating than we give them credit
for. 913-586-7610 on the Jay Southland Toast Service text line. Your favorite baseball cliches.
Mm-hmm.
A long strike.
You're talking that's
about
a good one.
A home run ball that was foul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's not a home run. It was a foul ball.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long strike.
That's a long strike.
A tailor-made double play.
Oh, yeah.
You like that one?
Dan created that one. That's a Dan double play.
Ducks on a pond.
I like ducks on a pond.
Yeah. Well, you have to dislike them.
You ever throw a rock at a bunch of ducks in a pond? They scatter.
It's your favorite cliches. Yeah. It's a high sky today.
That's a good one.
Oh, boy.
High sky, hard ground.
Yeah. Number four, professional hitter.
Oh, good one. Yeah. That is a good one.
Three, always finds a way to get on base.
Uh-huh.
Two, high sky.
Yeah.
And then one, knows how to compress the strike zone.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. That's a good one. Compressing the strike zone. Yeah. I do like that one.
Raw talent. Someone doesn't like raw talent.
Mm-hmm.
15-day disabled list.
That's a good one,
We don't have that anymore, though.
No, it's 10, isn't it?
Well, it's injured list. We had to change that one.
Who got mad?
Favorite cliche is that the moon is a beautiful planet.
That's a good one, yeah. Toe the slab comes in. I was going to have that one on my list, too. That's another great baseball cliche. Because I love these broadcasters who call baseball games, and they say things. And then I want to say it was Tom Hedrick, my professor, that told us this back in the day, or maybe it was somebody else over the time. I can't remember. But it's like, do you say that in your everyday life? Like, do you walk up to your friend and go, so who's toeing the slab tonight for the Royals?
Yep.
No. So why are you using that on the air?
Well, I mean, I think we probably have used it away from the air.
You've got up to somebody and said, who's towing the slab
tonight?
I think
probably you.
Yeah, maybe.
We've done it to each other for sure. Like, hey, who's towing the slab tonight?
But let's just say, hey, let's say your buddy calls you up and says, hey, I got two tickets behind home plate tonight. You want to go to the game with me? Crown Club seats. You want to go? you're not saying who's towing the slab, right?
No,
first of all, you're saying, yeah, because it's free booze. And second of all, you're saying who's pitching tonight, right? You don't say who's towing the slab. I don't know. Who's towing the slab tonight,
yeah.
Bill?
Yeah. Chin music. Yeah, chin music's another weird one. But mm-hmm. I like it. I like chin music.
I do, too. Situational hitter's a good one. That's a really good one. He needs to be a better situational hitter. How about just get a base hit?
My favorite is, and gone. Yeah, mine, too. You're right. And gone is, gone is great. That's a sure sign of spring. I
had the Yankee game on Monday afternoon on the Odyssey app, and you know, listening to John Sterling and Susan Waldman. It's like listening to a husband and wife do a game. It's fantastic. But honestly, and you know, we all love different sports and different things, and I'm kind of a geek about this. To me, there's just nothing more relaxing than a baseball broadcast, right? You put that on in the background, you're doing your thing, you're going about the day. It's just friendly. It feels right. And I'm so glad that opening day is coming up, because we're kind of back to that. Every day there's baseball somewhere on that MLB app for $39, I think, is a fantastic purchase if you're looking for something. And I think they do give you the Royals games on that, if I'm not mistaken. So you don't have to worry about blackout restrictions with that. But I mean, I just think, you know, baseball on the radio is wonderful. And so, and gone. Yeah. You hope you hear that a lot this year.
Beginning on Thursday, 3:10 first pitch right here on 610 Sports Radio. Matt Cotrero, mm-hmm. the Royals skipper, joins us at 9. We'll begin our weekly visits with him Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. Once again, he'll join us coming up in an hour and a half.
Couple of can of corns coming in on the text line
those
today.
Are good. Yep. Those are good.
You know, that's about a stock boy at a grocery store.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Who's the pitchers in this game?
So the NFL's messing around with the kickoff rule. Okay, we discussed that a little bit yesterday. Just the bizarre, you know, maps they were showing us to describe this thing. Whatever.
Maps of the kickoff.
But something did get lost in this yesterday, and it's going to be the element of surprise.
Yeah, there's
apparently
No onside kick anymore unless you get it taken care of before you do it, and it only happens in the fourth quarter now. Remember when the Saints did it at the start of the Super Bowl, and they did the onside kick, and they recovered, and everyone, whoa! Yeah, that's not allowed to happen anymore in the NFL. The element of surprise is gone. No more surprise onside kicks.
You have to notify the refs ahead of time?
Yes, and you can only do it in the fourth quarter.
We're going to onside kick here, everyone.
Right. Now, most of the time, you know when somebody's going to onside kick. Like, yeah, the element of surprise doesn't happen a lot, you know, with the onside kick.
But I like
kick.
The gotcha part of it.
Of course.
You have to notify them they're going to fake punt now, too. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, that's...
Ref, we're going to pass here. You know, yeah. Are we getting down to this now where you tell the ref what the play is ahead of time and
punter,
he's ready to
punter's got to tell him he's going to have to... Or the up man's going to tell you, I'm gonna get it snapped to me here.
Yeah, I don't like the taking the element of surprise out of
it. No,
that,
I don't
that
like
was
that
the
either.
One that got lost yesterday. And granted, I mean, we all remember the Saints-Colts Super Bowl and that happening. That was like 15 years ago now, more than that probably. So we remember that one. There really hasn't been any really since then, but you're taking that out of the repertoire, and you're only allowed to do it in the fourth quarter. What if you wanted to do it to start the second half? What if you wanted to do it in the third quarter to get the ball back? Like, you're feeling good, and the element of surprise has been taken out, and I don't like
that.
Or
you're just trailing by a lot, and you need to go.
Right.
You have to wait till the fourth to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, the fourth quarter. You can only do
say you're getting smashed in the third, and you're like, okay, we gotta roll the dice here.
Right.
And it's not even like playing like aggressively. Like, we're down four scores here.
Right. We gotta get the ball back.
Nope.
Yeah. We can't do that anymore.
Nope.
I was watching.
You have to put it in the danger zone or the landing zone.
The landing zone.
And take your chances.
You put it in the danger zone, forget about it. But you gotta get it in the landing zone. But I was watching the Dynasty last night, and it was the episode where they were talking about being down 28-3 in the Super Bowl, right? With 8.5 minutes to go in the third, the Patriots are down 28-3, Josh. They missed an extra point during that. They hit a field goal. They went for 2-3 times and converted all three, I think it was. And they never did the onside kick in that, and they just went out. But, I mean, coming back 28-3 without the onside kick in the third quarter and being able to do that, I mean, that's still a wild comeback. I mean, still, there's no way the Atlanta Falcons as an organization or anybody that was part of that could ever get over being up 25 with a quarter and a half essentially to go in that game and losing it. And the Patriots missed an extra point alongside of that. And they never did the onside kick. And they just found a way to play defense, get the ball back, and make plays. Like, I'm like, I can't believe that happened still. And that was so long ago. That was a decade ago now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the element of surprise, the ability to do that onside kick when you want it, I don't like the fact that it's not in the repertoire anymore. I don't like that. You know, we'll see how this goes, right?
Meanwhile, the opposite of an element of surprise, the NFL's adding a game. We'll get to that next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning.
How about that D, baby?
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't buy them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in the Speedo trying to tan my cheeks.
Back in on a Wednesday, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler, Brian Williams producing. It's brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You request the music. On a way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, please include your name.
This the Everly Brothers?
Man, look, we have been all over the place this morning. LMFAO, Sexy and I Know It. Matt hit me up on X. That's what he wanted.
Formerly Twitter.
Yeah, formerly known as T-Dub.
The website formerly known as Twitter. I'm
sexy and still Twitter. I think you can type in Twitter, you still get there.
Oh, you do. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't care. It's Comiskey Field and
Comiskey Park.
Comiskey Park and
it's Sandstone.
I will always call it Fenway Park, regardless of what the new naming rights are.
Or are they changing? Oh, I gotcha. I didn't know if they do or. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I just didn't know.
What are you going to call the new Arrowhead in Bonner Springs?
Arrowhead.
Sandstone.
Sandstone.
Sandstone. That's a good one. I like that. Well played. Nicely done. Nicely done. Because it's going to be a new building if the vote fails in Kansas, and it's going to be too expensive for any of us to afford. So what are you going to call it then? Are you going to call it by its name? Because you know it's going to they're going to have a name on
either
that.
Taj Mahal or
yes,
Sandstone. That's some of my early
you
votes.
You want to go to Sandstone? Watch early Chiefs.
So surprise, surprise. The NFL's like, oh, you know what worked? Christmas Day football.
Yeah.
So it's a Wednesday this year, we're saying?
Uh-huh.
Eh, who cares?
We'll figure it out.
Let's do it anyway.
And they did. They
and,
figured it out just
so
fine.
So there's going to be two. They're going to add a game on. There's going to be two games on Christmas on a Wednesday this year.
That's right. Christmas Wednesday, we're going to have two NFL games,
okay.
Which means they're going to, you know, finagle the schedule a little bit, which is fine. The teams that play on Christmas Wednesday will play on the Saturday before.
And then presumably get a bye afterwards.
No, you'll have the long week.
Oh, okay. So we'll go Saturday, Wednesday, the Sunday, the following.
The following.
Sunday.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. You're not playing the next 3 days.
That's
later,
what I meant. They're not having to.
It's that mini buy that comes at the right time.
The mini buy. Yeah. The mini buy is an extra mini now.
Right. Yes. Yes. And
or extra mini.
And I don't think you could put a bye week
almost,
before Christmas.
Almost
too
real.
Late in the year. Yeah. It's
a mini plus.
I mean, wouldn't you love to play on Christmas Day and then get off 10 days until.
It'd be great.
Yeah. It'd be fantastic for the last game of the season.
That's like, how you have to sell it.
Yeah. No, it's a great thing. I wouldn't mind being part of that game. I just don't know if we are going to be part of that game with as much stink as the organization raised last year about having no rest at the end of the season.
And they played Christmas last year.
And they did play Christmas last year. So you may see a little bit of a different. And quite honestly, you don't need the Chiefs stunk it up on Christmas last year, right? And 30 million people roughly on average watch the three games that were on Christmas Day. There's gonna be, I think they said 28 million people ended up, you know, on average watching these games. So the market is there on Christmas Day. The NBA is probably not happy about this and probably ticked off that the NFL is going to steal their opening night, but it is what it is. This is an NFL world and everybody else is living in it. We're claiming all the major holidays, all the countries of the world, you guys get the leftovers, and maybe it forces the NBA to adjust things on Christmas Day, but you're still going to have the same rest if you play on Saturday to Wednesday as you would from Sunday to Thursday. So it's the same rest. They're going to sell it that way. It's great for us as fans to have the opportunity to watch it. And if it's something that you don't want to watch because you want to spend family time, then don't watch. You don't have to watch these games. And that's kind of where I was at yesterday. A lot of low-hanging fruiters out there talking about, oh, what about family time? I thought the holidays were supposed to be about family. They are. And if that's what you believe and that's how you feel that the holidays are supposed to be about family and sports aren't supposed to get in the way, then do yourself a favor and don't watch. But if you're like the rest of us that, you know, we had our egg casserole, we opened our presents, we've had enough family time, it's time for football, then you have that opportunity as well. And so I really got frustrated yesterday with so many people going and with the low hanging fruit of there's not enough rest for the players. Wrong. There is. And B, oh, this holidays are supposed to be about family. And why are they don't watch. You got the ability to not turn on your television set. Don't complain on X about things you don't like when you have the ability just to not do it.
Yeah. They're doing it. It makes money. You'll watch.
And if you don't want to,
if you don't watch, they'll still get a big number and they'll still be fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, two games coming this year. Don't know if one of them will be streamed. It appears that the opener for Eagles and Browns that's expected to be played Friday in Brazil will be streamed on Peacock. And that Amazon is going to get a wild card playoff game. You knew Amazon probably get in the mix after Peacock did last year.
Yeah.
So it appears we're going to have two exclusive streaming games, one on opening weekend and another for the postseason this year.
And again, you know, this is how the NFL is starting to expand its reach for dollars by going to these streaming partners. And quite
now,
honestly,
an opener, I could see they're not going to get as much bump as they did from playoff game. But I guess they're counting on the 72% of you that stayed with Peacock after you signed up last year for the playoff game that have retained it to just already have it by the time the next regular season game rolls around.
Right. But this one's going to be on Peacock, right? And you're right. It is a regular season game, and it's also a Friday night game. And that's high school football time still for a lot of people. So I always thought Friday night was a bad TV night for anything, right? Because people are doing things on Friday night, whether you're going to a high school game or you're just going out, you know, doing things with your family, whatever. Like Friday night to me has always been a bad TV night, right? Really has just been a bad TV night for me. That's just been my opinion.
Ever since TGI Friday shut down, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, since Urkel left.
Yeah, since Urkel.
Yeah. Did I do that?
Called it a day.
So yeah, since Urkel quit, and
grew up.
Yeah, grew up and you know, Full House went away and Becky went to jail.
Yep.
No more Step by Step.
No more Step by Step, and you know, what was her name? Lou or something was in that show. The one that Spectre always liked. What was that girl's name? Blonde girl. I think her name was Lou. I don't remember. Anyway. So where the hell were we?
Streaming on a Friday.
So I don't think the numbers are going to be that high because, again, it's Philadelphia versus, we believe, Cleveland. Some Browns player had said it on a podcast that they were going to Brazil for the first game. So he probably got cut. But I also think when you look at where football is headed and where the NFL is headed right now, this is, again, as we talked about that playoff game being the start of streaming, we're not even close to scratching the surface of where they're going to get with streaming. I believe, and I feel like, and again, this is just a guess based on what's happened. A lot of these quote unquote standalone games, I think they're going to start pushing towards the streaming services, right? Oh, it's just one game here. It's one game there. And before you know it, it's an entire season, you know, worth of games right now. And I think for me, as we start to see that and the NFL becomes more and more about grabbing every dollar that they possibly can, I think it reassures to me and reiterates to me a big reason to vote yes in Jackson County, because if you vote yes in Jackson County on Tuesday for the stadium renovations out at Arrowhead, I think games are still going to be attainable for the casual everyday fan with a renovated Arrowhead. If you hate paying for streaming to watch games, I hate to say this, if this vote fails and they build the new Taj Mahal in Kansas, I don't know how attainable tickets are going to be. Yeah, I don't know how attainable and affordable tickets are going to be. Prices will be sky high. They're going to target everything towards the one percenters as they do with all of these.
GEHA at Sandstone.
There it is. They will have the ability to probably outprice all of us as a common fan, and that's not a scare tactic. That's the truth. And so if you like the ability to go to Arrowhead and watch the team for a roughly affordable price, whatever you consider affordable these days for reasonably priced.
You might not now. I get it.
Right, and you may not now. 100%. I'm with you. It's expensive to go out there. But if this vote fails and the Chiefs turn their attention to Sandstone, they will build a stadium that, for all intents and purposes, outprices the 99% of us and is geared towards the one percenter, because the no vote will allow them to sweep this thing up, cabana this thing up, party deck this thing up. It will not be the experience that we have right now at Arrowhead. It will no longer be the loudest stadium on earth. We will no longer have the great home field advantage. It will mean more money for the organization. But at the end of the day, this organization was based on the fans. And if this vote fails on Tuesday, it's a big blow to the fans, Josh. I hate to continue to say that, but that Arrowhead experience at the end of the 2030 season will be gone as we know it. And they'll be at a new Taj Mahal on the other side of the state line, and none of us will ever be afforded to get in there and scream and make noise. And it'll be a milquetoast crowd with dudes in khakis.
Well, you can sign up for all your streaming services then. Speaking of streaming, one baseball team may have a plan you'd like. And baseball, in other ways, is needing a reset. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Banging in your song.
Oh, yeah.
Closer to the front of the line. Way back Wednesday today, so you pick the music at 913-586-7610. Please include your name.
Partial to a good synthesizer. Our man Adam in Olathe, one of the Bon Jovi Runaway this morning on Fesco in the Morning.
Yeah, it reminds
brought
me of my childhood.
Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You were a runaway? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I was. Yeah. Did you have a perm like Bon Jovi did back in the day? John Bon Jovi himself?
I had like a perm mullet. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
All right, can we see pictures?
Is there
of this?
Video pictures? Yeah. Beta.
Max. Beta.
You grew the mullet out and you kind of permed the end?
And you had like the curl at the end?
Yeah.
I could never grow my hair out like that. Or my parents told
awful.
Me I could.
It was awful. Yeah. It was awful.
But it was perfect for the times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
back in the day when girls and boys had the same haircut.
Right. You do you have that haircut?
They're the same perm.
Yeah.
No.
Same
perm. No. Did you use like what was it, a home box perm?
Oh gosh, yes, yes. His mom did it. Yeah, of course.
Your mom permed your hair?
Yeah.
Mother Klingler, I need pictures. This needs to go on.
I mean,
social.
There wasn't going to be spending money on a
oh yeah, you weren't going to the
this.
Salon for
no,
that.
This is just, yeah.
Where did you get your hair cut as a kid? Because when I was a kid, we started out at Bob's Barbershop.
Yeah, and I sure as heck wasn't going to the barber.
Right.
Taking bets.
We went to Bob's Barbershop.
He wouldn't have cut that. He'd have kicked your ass out.
And I also think...
Hey, Barber Bob, I need a perm in the back this mullet. The hell you do,
But it was like $5 for a haircut. I'll never forget.
$5. Comes on the money line, though.
Yeah. And then like $6 to lay over the ear, it always said. I never knew what that meant. I don't know what the hell that meant, lay over the ear. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So that was an extra dollar if you wanted it like that. And then I started going to the place at the mall, Pro Haircutters, you know, and that was Bernadette cut my hair back in the day. Mm. Bernadette!
So
where'd you get your haircut back? Your mother didn't Flo-bee you, did she? You had the Flo-bee?
I didn't have the Flo-bee, no, but I got the
Chili
box
bowl.
Perm. I got the box perm, and then eventually mom had a stylist, you know.
Yeah.
That Dad had the barber.
Right.
And mom had the stylist.
Of course.
And so you go to the stylist.
Right. Yeah. I remember my mother's stylist, if you will. Her name was, oh God, what the hell was her name?
I don't remember any of the names, but I know the one, the barber took bets.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. Until I was a little bit older.
Right.
And I thought,
every
wow, that was
did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then the stylist was basically, I think, in a, like, her kitchen.
Yeah, usually,
that's
right?
So
you know.
Awesome.
So I remember
went into the sliding door. Right?
I had
the sliding door of the kitchen.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yes.
She did it on the side. Right, so I don't know. I didn't ask questions.
I can't remember what the stylist's name was, but she was a smoker, which most of them were back in the day, right? And she refused to go to Las Vegas because she couldn't make the flight because she had to smoke so bad. Think about that for a second. You let your addiction to nicotine hold you back from experiencing Las Vegas, which is a smoker's haven, but you weren't willing to get on that 3-hour plane ride back in the 80s because you couldn't smoke.
Hmm.
had to smoke. My man Barber Joe on Independence Avenue always kept me fresh and tight. Had a fade every week, man. New cuts. He was always doing the lines. You walk up, you ask anybody in Northeast, I had one of the tight haircuts of all time. I mean, he just kept me laced every week.
You still do.
You still care.
Thank you.
Cammy was her name. C-A-M-I. Cammy. Oh, okay. I remember now. Yeah.
But Cammy. Your barber would have never done the mullet perm.
Absolutely not.
No chance. No, he did put a ass.
Batman logo in the back of my head at one time,
pretty dope. Yeah, that's cool. So you never put the salad bowl on your head and your mother trimmed around that?
Oh, yeah. That was early days, for sure.
With the shears?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bowl cut for forever. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We had brothers in town. I can't remember who they were, but we knew, we made fun of them all the time because their mother would put the bowl on their head. It was like one kid was six, the other was five or whatever. They were really close in age. And the mother would put that bowl on their head and cut it. God, I can't remember their name. They lived in a brown house.
The Rockies may be onto something.
Yeah, this is a great story, by the way. It comes from Barrett Sports Media, which, of course, ranked us as the sixth best morning show in America.
Shout out
Barrett Sports Media. Yeah.
Encroaching on five.
That's exactly right.
Top five, baby.
With the last week's Leewood segment.
That's right. Submitted. Man, that could be number one. Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's going to win a Barrett-y. Okay. It says the headline, Colorado Rockies TV situation, a glimpse of what's to come from MLB fans. And they write it like it's a doom and gloom article, but actually it's not. The Rockies don't have a TV partner, okay? The Rockies were on AT&T Sportsnet or something like that in Colorado, and it went out of business. Gone. Done. So they've launched Rockies.TV. Okay, now listen to this. You tell me if this is a bad thing or not. For the first time, stream Rocky games in the Colorado area with no blackouts, subject to national exclusivities. For full details, click here. And you click here and you get the information. You could subscribe to every Rockies game for the entire year, no matter where you live. You don't need cable. You don't need satellite. Doesn't matter where you are. You got one of them little fire sticks. You're good to go. $99.99 for the year for Rockies games, okay? I don't think that's expensive at all. For $1.99 a year, you can get all of Major League Baseball games plus the Rockies. So you can now stream in Colorado every Rockies game this year for $100. And what that allows you to do now, you can officially cut the cord from cable, because really one of the big reasons I still have DirecTV is for Sundays, because I still got kids in that age group where you're doing things on Sundays and they got events and I got to make sure I record every Chiefs game. And then for the Royals during the summertime, if you told me there's an option out there now that I can stream the Royals, the Rockies, whatever team I'm a fan of for $100 a month and I can get rid of cable and it doesn't matter, I think that's a great way to think about doing things. And I think the Royals app is a little bit like that.
If you get in early, it's a little more than that, but I think it was like $106 or something?
Yeah, $106.
$199 was the normal rate, but you could get a early bird
for $106 for the
bucks,
year. Yeah.
And you got Royals, Blues, and Thunder, I think.
Yeah.
So not just the one team. But yeah, how are they getting around the blackout thing?
They don't have a TV
partner. No. The MLB one, just because they don't have a TV partner, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because they don't have a TV partner.
So you'd be in better shape if you didn't have a TV partner.
Well,
that's how you get away from the blackout.
How do you want to look at that? You're getting $50 million from Bally's or relying on subscriptions.
I know. I would always want to pay the MLB one. I would pay for the MLB TV app, the whole thing, if it had Royals. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've already got a system in place that all you have to do is offer that.
Right.
And I'll pay the $200 a year for every team.
Exactly. Exactly. I would too.
Getting around that because they don't have a TV partner to lean on.
It's Rockies.TV. This is their way around it. Yeah. They don't have to placate to a TV partner. So is it better?
Not a month.
No. $99 for the year.
For the year.
For the whole year. The 162 whole games, unless there's a National League game, which whatever, right?
$100 for your season of Rockies baseball. Yeah. That's what it is.
Or $199 for every Major League baseball game for the entire season. So an extra $100 gets you every baseball game.
$200 for every baseball game for the season. Not a month. Year. It's the whole season.
The whole season.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's a good deal. So are you better off to not have a TV partner? Well, if you're one of the folks who's looking to stream and not have blackout, then that's great. But if you're a team and you have a TV partner, that's your guaranteed money, right?
Correct.
$50 million in guaranteed money.
They're doing
money.
This in-house. Which
and they're doing
they're
it, yeah.
Taking the costs and doing whatever. And this right. They have to go sell it. Right. And
kind of a pain
that's
in
a
the
risk.
Ass.
Yeah.
It's a big risk. But I think it is the future. And I think that's how you get around these blackout restrictions. And that's why we were kind of talking in break about the blackout stuff. I'm like, just let your contracts expire. let all of these TV contracts expire. Major League Baseball, the commissioner needs to say.
Maybe, but they're not making, they ain't going to make $50 million off that. The Rockies.
But if there's no TV partners are gonna pay the freight anymore, Josh, you have no choice.
Well, I know, but I think they want people to pay the freight, right? Ultimately, I don't think the Rockies are going, this is a better deal for us, because it's not. But, they're not going to make $50 million off that.
But so they're also getting their games on where elsewise they wouldn't be.
Everybody else wants to have their games on and paid for, which they are.
Yeah.
If you have to jump through a few hoops, so be it.
Right.
They're getting $50
million. Yeah. They are getting 50 for now, though. But that well is drying up.
Maybe. I don't know. Is the sports well really drying up? I feel like that's a... That's an empty threat.
I don't think the well is drying up for the NFL. And I think we have to look at it at two completely different things. The sports money or NFL money, because they're two different things.
Well, I think there's plenty of sports money out there.
We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen with baseball.
But I would like baseball to take it over and just go, we're just going to do it ourselves.
And then it's the same for everybody. And then you don't have the Yankees out there getting $300 million a year.
Their system's not very good for most teams.
Right. From the 913, why is that such a good deal? The Royals Bally app is basically the same cost as the Rockies app, yet we bitch. It's a good point.
Well, we've also said stop doing that. Do you want it? It's available.
It's available.
This is the price. If you don't want to pay the price, I get it, but that's the price.
Now, the only thing I don't know is with the Bally's app, do you still have to have a cable subscription like you do with ESPN?
Oh, I don't think so.
I would hope not.
You're paying just to stream.
Because
I have YouTube TV. We don't have access to Bally's. It's not on YouTube TV. So if I buy Bally's, I better be able to watch Bally's.
You get the games. There are no blackouts if you buy the app. So then it is a good deal for the Royals as well. It's the same thing.
I mean, it's available.
Yeah.
People are saying, well, it's available. It's just different.
Right.
It's different. I mean, I'd still rather buy the whole package and know that I can just buy MLB TV and have the Royals. That'd be great.
Right. But
until that happens, there is an availability to do it. You just have to decide if that's your price point.
Right. I have NBA League Pass. I'm blacked out from watching the Thunder and the Nuggets. How am I in market for both? And the those NBA one's a messed up one
those
too.
Are
yeah.
Weird. Those are your assigned market team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.